WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. It's time to send your letters to Santa. The Marathon County Literacy Council, also known as MCLIT, is collecting children's letters to Santa until December 16th. It's their fifth year of collecting letters. Quinn Suhan is the assistant to the executive director of MCLIT. She spoke with Chad Holmes on the WXCO Morning Show.
I am really, really excited for these letters this year. It's a way to spread joy and hope, not just to kids, but to everybody throughout the year.
There are 20 letter drop-off locations around Wausau, including the Tri-City Family Restaurant, the Culver's in Wausau, Rib Mountain and Rothschild, the Mint Cafe, and more.
And then we have volunteers to help Santa and his elves write letters back to kiddos. They will be personalized. Mm. So make sure, Mom and Dad, that you leave your address there if you do want a personalized letter back.
This is Suhan's first year responding to those letters.
And really what I want to portray through my letters to these kiddos is, you know, make sure that we're keeping that Christmas spirit in our hearts. Thank you for telling me that you were a good boy or a good girl all year, but let's make sure that we're doing that through the Christmas season, not just because we want something out of it, but because we get joy from helping others.
Suhan says spreading the Christmas spirit is more important now than ever.
The time that we're looking at in our community, in our world right now, when families are facing some hard times, you know, this is a little something that we can do that isn't going to cost anybody anything extra. Just spread a little cheer and a little joy.
A familiar name in Wisconsin politics has been appointed as a federal prosecutor by the Trump administration. Civic Media's Jimmy Casca has more.
Former Wisconsin Attorney General and State Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel was sworn in as interim U.S. District Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin on Monday. He was appointed to the position by U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi. The interim appointment lasts for 120 days. Federal district judges can vote to extend the appointment or remove Schimmel after that time is up. Schimmel was most recently a circuit court judge in Waukesha County. He lost against Susan Crawford in the spring election for State Supreme Court.
Schimmel said he is aware of the word interim in his title, but hopes to stay in the position longer than the 120 days. A bill in the state capitol would fund updates to a dam in Rothschild. Lawmakers in the state Senate advanced the bill yesterday. Under the bill, Domtar Paper Company would get $42 million to update the dam. Domtar operates the dam in Rothschild and one in Nakusa. The dam, built in 1912, spans 663 feet across the Wisconsin River, creating Lake Wausau. It was initially used to power the Rothschild Mill and channel pulp wood from upstream for pulp and paper manufacturing. The project aims to replace the timber crib spillway section of the dam, which was last replaced over 60 years ago. If the bill passes, it would fund half of the update. In total, it will cost $84 million. The funding for the modernization project was first included in the 2025-27 biennial budget. Domtar has lobbied for the bill. So has the Great Lakes Timber Professionals Association, the Wisconsin State Energy Group, and the Wisconsin Paper Council. A sister bill in the state assembly is waiting in committee. A Wausau school district teacher is collecting donations to buy turkeys and hams for Marathon County families this Thanksgiving. Rob Hughes has been raising money for the nonprofit Wausau Area Food for Hope Turkey Drive for the last 9 years. 100% of all donations go towards purchasing turkeys and hams for Wausau, D.C. Everest, Mosinee, Newman, and Edgar School students and their families. Donations can be made through check by mail to Wausau East High School or through Venmo, PayPal, or Cash App. Visit the Wausau Area Food for Hope website for more details. Wausau's temporary homeless shelter is seeing a jump in the number of first-time guests and older adults. The city's Public Health and Safety Committee on Monday reviewed data that shows 44 people sought services for the first time at the temporary Wausau Marathon County shelter last month. The community outreach coordinator told the committee that the shelter has served 310 unduplicated individuals since opening on May 1st. Over 150 stayed at the shelter in October, including a rising number of older adults and people exiting eviction, incarceration, or unsafe living situations. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning residents to be on the lookout for scams during the holiday shopping season. A common scam that pops up around this time of year involves scammers creating fake websites or social media ads featuring popular toys that may be out of stock in stores. While parents may be excited to find that toy, it either never arrives or they receive a cheap counterfeit of it. Agency officials are reminding parents to only make purchases from reputable stores and websites and be wary of offers that seem too good to be true. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
An update on Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo suffered a strained groin muscle in his left leg Monday night in the Bucks' loss to the Cavaliers in Cleveland. He's expected to miss the next 1 to 2 weeks. What will they do in the meantime? Doc Rivers.
We're going to either find somebody or find something to run that will pay dividends later. And that's the stretch that we're about to go through. We'll be ready.
College football, it's the Badgers and Illinois this Saturday night. Kickoff at Camp Randall Stadium at 6:30. Carter Smith at quarterback in a year that Wisconsin has lost two others to injury.
It has been an Achilles heel. There's no doubt about it. But moving forward, we have to find consistency. We have to find depth. And some of that might be in some youth as well. And so the last few weeks of the season, that's what we got to see if we can figure out and see if we can help develop in Carter. And then we need to be able to move forward as once the season ends.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly sunny to mostly cloudy today, our high right around 41 this afternoon. Tonight it will be cloudy with a low dropping to 31. Tomorrow, a little bit of light rain possible, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.